Lord, we believe. Amen. Yes, we believe that all things are possible. You are God that changeth not. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are the Jehovah of miracles. Yes, we believe, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, be with us. Step us out of the way. Minister to us. Let our faith be strengthened, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, come. Holy Spirit, come. Bring on us the breath of God. Cause us to love the thing that thou lovest and to hate the thing that thou hatest. Lord, be with us. From the pulpit to the pew, we are depending upon thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Help us. Our Father, we thank you for bringing us back again to your house. We thank you for ministering to us in the morning and all that you did in the midst of your people, Lord, in different parts of the world where your children gathered. We have come again because we know there is more of God and more in you for us. So, Lord, step us out of the way and minister unto our needs. Whatever will be an hindrance, Lord, take it away. And may you, Lord, minister unto every need that is represented us here, that none of us will leave and go back the same. Heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Set the captives free, Lord Jesus. Lord, strengthen the weak, Lord Jesus. Lord God, save the sinner, Lord, and restore the backslider. And let the saints be strengthened, Lord. May we be made better, Lord, when we be going out than when we came in. Bless us, Heavenly Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Let's open to the book of Joshua, chapter 10, just to remind ourselves of a few things from the scriptures. Joshua, chapter 10. We'll read from Joshua, chapter 10, and we'll read from Mark, chapter 10. Joshua, chapter 10. Let's read from verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Amen. Let's read from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Let's read from verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And may they charge him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. God bless you. Shall we please be seated? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Let's give a clap of hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on. I didn't say you should clap for me. I said clap for Jesus. Amen. Yes, sir. Do it better. Yes. It's for Jesus, the Savior. Jesus, the King. Jesus, the Lord. Jesus, the Redeemer. Jesus, the Creator. He that was and is and shall come. The Lord God Almighty. He that liveth and was dead. And behold, is alive forevermore. He that hath left us an empty tomb. He's the one. We are here to worship him. We are here to celebrate him. We are celebrating the captain. The captain of our salvation. The King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. Our soon coming King. King Jesus. King Jesus. The Messiah. The Messiah. The living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we are serving. Hallelujah. And I didn't ask you to stop. But you have stopped, Satan. Yeah, now you know the guy that I am. I lost my mind. But thank God, I found the mind of Christ. Amen. All right, so we come in. Praise the Lord. Are you in for business? We are here for the King's business. People go to political rallies and they jump and they say, and then, you mean when we come to church, we should sit down and smoke flowers? No way. So this evening, we want to encourage ourselves. You can stop the sun by faith. Joshua stopped the S-U-N. And Black Bartimaeus stopped the S-O-N. So you also can stop the S-O-N by faith. Amen. You can stop it. You don't have to be a special person. You just have to be a believer. Blind Bartimaeus stop him. Joshua stop the S-U-N. Remember, God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. God told Joshua, Moses, my servant, is gone. Now you take off the mantle. You're going to lead the people and divide the land for the people. And God told him, whatsoever thou goest, I'll go with you. God told Joshua, I will never leave you. Amen. God told Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. God said, I will not fail you. Hallelujah. What a consolation. Taking, stepping into that shoes of Moses, that great ministry, and God tell you, don't worry, I will not leave you. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Only be thou very courageous. Be thou very courageous. And saints of God, you have to be courageous. He said, remember to stay with what Moses brought. Don't add to it. And don't take from it. Meditate upon it day and night. In so doing, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Have I not commissioned thee? As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And you've got to believe what God says about you. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Not those haphazardly, not those lukewarmly, but those who diligently seek him. He's their rewarder. So if you are coming to God, you must believe. Because all that God told us is just believe. Amen. And he said, Joshua struck the S-U-N by faith. Because he knew what God told him. I will not leave you. Moses never stopped the sun. But Joshua stopped it. In the land of beauty, Joshua stopped the sun. Hallelujah. And what I will say this evening, you can also stop the S-O-N. The Son of the living God by faith. The prophet said many things on faith. And he told us without faith, it is impossible to please God. When he says it's impossible, it means it is impossible. There is no way any man, any woman will please God except by faith. And he said, faith has a dwelling place. Faith rests in God's infallible word. The finished work of Calvary. That it is done and it is finished. Amen. And he told us, faith is a revelation. A personal revelation of the will of God to you. A revelation of the word. Oh man. And if you have that revelation, the gate of faith can never stop you. That's why Jesus says, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gate of prayer shall never stop it. We never stop it. We never prevail against it. And the prophet said, that means the gate of prayer will fight. But they will lose. The gate of prayer will fight, but they will fail. And so don't be surprised when the gate of prayer is fighting. Have this in mind. Jesus said, you will prevail. Jesus said they will fight against you, but they can never prevail against you. So there is no power that can prevail against the elect of God. Amen. I'm just quoting the Bible. I will build my church. It's a scripture that I love very much. I will build my church, and the gate of faith shall not prevail against it. So the gate of faith, no matter how it tried, no matter how the devil tries, no matter the challenges, no matter the difficulties, the gate of prayer shall not prevail. That means you are more than a conqueror. That means you are more than a conqueror. That means no matter the opponent, no matter the obstacle, no matter the opposition, you will prevail. You will overcome. They will try, but they will fail. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You love him. Faith is a revelation of the will of the Lord. And Brother Branham said, faith is very common. He said, sometimes we make it big, but it is not so. He said, you remember when they were to leave Egypt, when they were to apply the blood, he said, God told them to take Issue. He said, that hyssop is a common weed. He said, it grows anywhere, around the world, everywhere. So you just have to go and pick it, dip the blood, and apply it. Amen. He said, faith is so common that we walk over it. Just by, like hyssop, just hyssop, common. What does it mean? You don't have to have any super faith to apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Just common faith. Amen. Believe it. That's all. And remember, the word of God will defeat Satan anywhere, anytime, under any condition, on any ground. That's right. The word of God will defeat Satan. The word of God will do what? The word of God will do what? anywhere, anytime, under any condition, on any ground. God says so. Amen. So you are the one made fresh for today. Malachi 4 fulfilled in your life. So no matter what the enemy will do, you will defeat the devil. Because greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. The God that is in you is greater than any mountain, greater than anything. So you can't lose, you can't miss, you can't fail. Amen. Now, you don't have to have some kind of a faith to be healed. The only thing you have to have is just take the faith that you've got. Just like you don't have to have any super faith. How did you come here? How do you know you are going to leave? How can you drive your car? How do you know you can move your hand? How do you know? Let's raise our hands. Somebody raise your hand. Let's raise your hand. Are you afraid? Raise your hand. Amen. Bring it down. That's how simple faith is. Just obey the word of God. When you raise your hand, were you afraid to raise it up? Were you afraid that your hand will not come down? No. Brother Donald said that is how simple faith is. He said you cannot drink a cup of water without faith. He said you cannot drive your car without faith. How did you come here? How will you go? It's all by faith. You cannot see, you cannot see without faith. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, to apply the blood, they used the hyssop, whatever hyssop, which is just a common weed, showing that you don't have to have some super faith. You just have to take, you just have to have the same faith. The faith you've got, like you have to start your car, come to church, see. A lot of people think they have to get something. But no, no, that's wrong. Just common faith is all you have to apply the blood by. Hear the word, apply it, and that's all. Just pick up the weeds and that grow all over in Palestine, everywhere. Just a little weed that grows out on the cracks everywhere. So it's coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't just be looking at me. Listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. When I say praise the Lord, don't just speak your head like this. Open your mouth and say amen. Amen. Because if you cannot speak now, you will give us prayer requests. I don't know what happened to me. Amen. So when God gives you mouth, open it. Bible says, open your mouth wide. Amen. So that God will fill you. Amen. So all these lizard spirit and things, get away. Amen. Open your mouth and shout hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, I love Jesus. Praise the Lord. May God help us. What are we saying? You can stop the S-O-N. You don't have to be any special person. The very faith that you bring us here, take us in and out, is the same faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Brother Ben said, if you lose faith in God, one prayer of yours will never be answered.
He said, if you lose his faith, you live in total darkness.
Praise the Lord.
And faith is the foundation. It's the foundation. That you have to add to your faith virtue, add to your virtue knowledge. Faith is the foundation. It's the beginning. So, brother, without faith, you can't do anything. But when we have that faith, then all things are possible.
He said, faith is the key to the door. He can open it and close it. That's faith.
And so we have the old book of Hebrews 11 that talks to us about the heroes of faith. They shut the mouth of liars. They quench the violence of fire. Women receive their dead raised to life. They refuse to deliver us.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Listen. Faith is not always old to jump out. Faith endures. Faith bears. Remember the Bible says in Hebrews 11, they said, they refused deliverance. They offered them this.
Take your deliverance.
We are ready to die for what we believe. Listen, the believers that were killed by the lions and eaten by the lions, and the believers that were delivered from the lions, they have the same faith. Great faith. That defies the lion. Great faith. That endure pain. Great faith that refuse deliverance. Great faith that said, we will not bow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, great and mighty faith. Hallelujah. He defies everything. He stays in God's way. That's what I said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Hallelujah. May God help us. May God anoint us.
Hallelujah.
Like I was saying, listen. Peter was in jail one day. The angel of the Lord came down midnight.
I said, the angel of the Lord didn't come down midnight because he was afraid.
No.
That's what he decided to do. And when he came down, the angel of the Lord was not walking like.
So no.
He descended. The prince is there. He's here. Oh, no wonder the Ramos priest said, he's here now. And when he came down, he takes absolute control. Every situation is under his power. That's the same God we are serving today. He is in absolute control. Nothing can go beyond him. Nothing can escape him. Oh, he's Jehovah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Peter was sleeping. He went and touched him.
Hey, brother, get up, get up.
Peter, get up.
Those soldiers were still lying down there.
Sleeping.
He said, Peter, get up.
Got up.
He said, take your jacket.
Take it.
You might be looking at those people there. Don't be looking at them. Just obey the prophet.
He said, take your sandals.
He said, follow me.
Hallelujah. Let's follow the angel of the Lord. God said to Moses, my angels shall go before you. And when the angel of the Lord is leading, every door will open. Every door will open. Every gate will open. Every power will be broken. All the powers of the enemy was broken. Devils, there are not enough powers that will stop this last day bride. Yes, sir. Many easies.
We are serving a living God.
May God make it real to you.
Yeah.
May God make it real to you.
Yeah.
To know that we have not believed carnally devised fables. But these things are the true saying of Almighty God. the vindicated message of our day. May God make it through to you. And when it is revealed to you, then the gate of hell cannot stand against you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. One day Peter was, Paul and Silas went to jail for the same gospel. You should remember that before Peter was thrown to jail, Herodas killed James and John already, one of them, killed them. Did you think the church didn't pray? Did you think they were killed because the people didn't pray? They prayed. God is sovereign. Amen. They prayed that God allowed them to be killed. Paul and Silas were in jail. They beat them very well. They threw them to jail. Thank God. When they went to jail, the Bible said they were singing. They were clapping and singing. You are not in jail and you can't sing. You are in church. You can't sing in church. Will you be able to sing when you are in jail? Joseph was in jail. His life influenced people there. Amen. His life influenced people in jail. Your own house, zero. The market, zero. God help us. I said, may the Lord help us. Students, may the Lord help you. Children, may the Lord help you. Church, may God help us. Yes, our influence is needed in this hour. Because ye are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul and Silas, the Bible said they were just singing and praising the Lord. Two brothers. When you come to church, the people are not too many, so the service is weak. So service. Well, you need that voice of Paul and Silas. That anointing. And they begin to sing and praise God. And these are people that have been beaten. They could have said, this thing is not easy. Are we going to continue? Are we going to be continue? Every day they will be beating us like this. No, that's what they are. Today, it was a privilege to suffer for Christ. That they have been accounted worthy to be beaten for Christ. And that's why they were singing. And that's why they were praising God. And that's why they were worshiping. May God help us. Sometimes I look and say, what is wrong with us? Listen, people go to game stadium to go and watch football. They pay money to go. How much money did you pay? How much did you pay to come here? The people, they buy tickets. Did you buy tickets to come? And you see that like this in the house of God. You better shake yourself. Hallelujah! You know what? You don't see your face when you are sleeping, but I see your face. So, if you make like you are scaring me, I will scare the devil out of you. If you are sleeping by somebody and you see him making like that, wake that fellow up. If it's annoyed, you should come and meet me. If you are waking up, come and meet me. I said it, you should wake up. Alright? Okay. Let's go. Hallelujah. When I was preaching in the U.S., thank God that day, it was just ministers and just, I don't know what happened to the church, but they went somewhere. So, yeah, just all of us ministers. And I said, hey, I'm not going to allow any preacher to sleep here today. To those of us, I will not allow it. Because you will not allow church members to listen. I said, hey, brother. Yes. That is me. I'm thank God that he made me that way. No, shaky. No bread is here. Hallelujah. If you sleep, if you fool, I will call your name. Yes, after all, I will be gone out of here. Hallelujah. May God help us. You come here not to sleep. What do you do? Don't allow the devil, and I will not allow the devil to rob you. Don't look at me the way you are looking at me. I say, praise the Lord. May the Lord help us. What we are saying this evening is that you can stop the sun. By faith, you can stop it. It's willing, it's waiting on you to stop it. Call it. Call Jesus. Call the captain. It will stop for you. Because it's watching over us. It's waiting on the church to call it. When they were in the boat, and the water of the boat was sinking, here and there, he was there until they woke him up. When they called him, he stopped the wind. They woke him up.
He said, you of little faith, how can your boat sink when I'm inside?
When I told you we are going to the other side, and we are going to the other side, there are not enough storms, there are not enough winds, there are not enough devils that can stop this boat. Because Jesus is the captain of the boat. The captain of the old ship of Zion.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we together?
Paul and Sarah begin to praise the Lord. And they praise God so much until the walls begin to shake. The walls shaking and the doors open.
Yes, sir. There is power in worship. There is power in praises. Oh, glory to God.
The doors open. There was earthquake.
Two brothers. And when the door opened, if it was me, what do you know?
But these brothers, they stayed in jail. They didn't even move up.
To say, oh, you remember? Peter would run out. The angel took him. So, no. God has a purpose for their prison.
You know why they went to jail? Why they were beaten was because of that jailer and his family. If Paul and Silas ran away, we will not be reading that story in the book of Acts. So don't compare your life to anybody.
Oh, this brother, he sees everything is fine with him. And this is,
no.
You know, there is nobody under the sun that is not having challenges.
Like I used to tell the people, I said, see the way Baba has crossed his leg. Maybe you look at us, the brother always crossed the leg.
I said, maybe he gets some ball out of.
So because of that boy, he has to cross his leg. You don't know. You will think that he's making it younger. So don't just presume. You know, and then your sister, they speak this and that. No. So that fellow is having some problem. He's having some challenges. So don't jump to conclusion. Don't condemn people when God has not condemned them. Don't judge people when God has not judged them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't understand anything, ask.
Brother, what is this? Sister, what is this? All right. May the Lord help us. Our God is so good. Isn't he good? Let's give a clap of it to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, whether the devil like it or not, we'll be celebrating. We'll be rejoicing. We'll be praising God. We are the redeemer of the Lord. The blood was shed for us.
Yes.
The blood was not shed for angels. Angels fell. God didn't make provision for them. When the storm fell, God came there quickly. He didn't send an angel to come to Adam. He came down himself. Why? Because the son. God don't play with his children.
Oh, hallelujah. And Brother Brown said, you should even know how to handle a Christian. Because if you don't take it, God will be annoyed with you. You say what I say? I'm quoting Bible.
He said, when Moses looked at the children of Israel, said, you rebels. God is saying cut the rivers. When Moses cut the rivers, it was like, don't go there. He said, know how to handle Christians, because if not, God will not be happy. Hallelujah. May God help us. Listen, you can stop the sun by faith. Joshua in this battle. Joshua stopped the S-U-N by faith. But Black Baltimore stopped the S-O-N by faith. And that same faith will bring him from glory where he controls the solar system and the universe. Will bring him down into this tabernacle tonight. That same childlike faith. Amen. Brother Branham said, when the squirrels was spoken into existence, it was as great as when Joshua stopped the S-O-U-N. Amen. Joshua stopped the S-U-N. Is that right? Is that true? Somebody said, all things are possible with God. Nothing impossible, but all things are possible to you also. Huh? Did you get that? He said, but all things are possible to you also. Nothing impossible to them that believe. All things are possible. Brought right down and made you. If you just know who God was, well, I'm afraid that the church doesn't know their authority. I'm afraid that Holy Ghost born men doesn't realize their authority. Where are the authority that God has permitted to his church? I will give thee the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on the earth will be lost in heaven. I give you power over serpents, over all kinds of diseases. Oh, everything and nothing shall harm you. And nothing shall harm you. Exercise your faith. Let it loose. Let God have his way. God will grant it to you. May God grant it to you. May God grant it to us. Exercise your faith. Let it loose. Let it loose. You are a child of God. You are a daughter of God. We are children of the King. The prophet said, we don't need more power. He said, the power is already in us. He said, what we need is faith to exercise it. You don't need more power. It's already there. Amen. Are you ready to exercise that faith? To let it loose. Read the Bible. Brother Brown said, faith always stops the sun. Faith always does it. What did we hear about Brian Bartimaeus? We only hear Brian Bartimaeus. No, so he was not a beggar in church. He was a blind beggar. A beggar. And I used to say, if I'm in a position, why would I let my mother or my father to be buried? I have to take care. And we have to take care of our parents. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
You have to take care of your parents. Support them. When was the last time you spoke to your mama and your papa? When did you do that last? Say some people wait till, happy birthday. Oh, yeah, papa, happy birthday, mama. You should be ashamed of yourself. The prophet of God said, Mother's Day will be every day. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. Take care of your parents. Support your parents. Don't wait till my mother before you go and eat cow. Your mother wants to eat cow. Now give her cow to eat. She wants to eat chicken. Give her chicken to eat. Amen. Oh, when he died, you go to make a fine bed. When he's sleeping on the floor today. And then he died, you go to make a iron bed for her. You should be ashamed of yourself. Amen. Don't wait. Like I said to people, hey, me, if I die, I don't want no tribute. Pay the tribute now. What I want to eat, give it to me to eat. If I die, you kick out. I will not enjoy it. Let me enjoy while I'm alive. Why my teeth are still in my mouth that I can chew? Bring it to me to chew. Amen. Yes. Hey. You are waiting for me to die? What will I eat when I die? What will your mama eat when he die? What will your papa eat when he die? Check on your parents. Support them. Oh, but my father didn't take care of me. So what? Are you his dad? Or a dad? Is that the way a Christian is supposed to behave? Are you taking vengeance yourself? Are you requiring evil with evil? Huh? What are you doing? Yeah, my father was very bad.
Yes, he was very bad.
But he bore you. My mama, yes. Are you taking vengeance yourself? Didn't the Bible say if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat? Didn't the Bible say that if he's thirsty, give him water to drink? Didn't Jesus say so? So are you obeying what Jesus said, or you are following your own feelings? Amen. Yeah, when I'm going, you remember me. That's okay. Amen. Children, be respectful and be obedient. Church, be respectful, be obedient. We must die to ourselves. Until we die to ourselves, God will not be glorified in your life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those of you who don't know where your parents are, go and look for them. You don't care about your mama, you don't care about your papa. Go and look for them. A Christian is supposed to live a better life. We are to be light bearers to show the light, to teach people the right way. And then you are talking, I don't see anything in the church. How will you see anything with this bad behavior, with your bad attitude? Then you want to blame somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, we are on the winning side. The devil don't want us to be, but we'll say it. We'll preach it. We'll condemn. We'll condemn every work of the devil. We'll preach against evil. And the people of God will be loose. And the people of God will rise in the power of the resurrection. And they will stand on the word. And the devil will be defeated. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. And remember, don't forget God when he has been good to you. When he has brought you this far. Hallelujah. When God has been good to you, appreciate his goodness. Don't think when you come to church, you are coming for the pastor. You are coming for yourself. God said you should not forsake that assembly of us. It's no pastor, that's his God. We are just emphasizing what the Spirit has spoken. Amen. What are we saying? You can stop this. Blind Bartimaeus, a blind man begging. But the eye was begging. He heard noise. He said, what is that noise for? What is that? He said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. I've heard the thing that that man did. And he's doing. He's passing by. Thank God that I could not go. But now he's passing by. That's my opportunity. He didn't know what that lesson was coming for. But he began to cry. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou
for what?
Thou son of David, have mercy on me. He said, thou son of David. The Bible said, he cried them all. He said, nobody is going to stop me today. I'm not going to listen to nobody. Nobody is going to stop me today. This is my day. This is my time. This is my hour. Thou son of David, have mercy.
And the Bible said, and Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped.
But Adam said, it was not the voice of Bartimaeus. It was the faith of Bartimaeus. The faith of Bartimaeus. He said, at this time, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem with the begging of the world on him. Knowing there was calamity, he was going to be rejected, he was going to be betrayed, he was all that he was. But he stopped.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Joshua stopped the son by faith, but Bartimaeus stopped the son of God by faith. And that same faith will bring him down from glory, where he controls the solar system and the universe, will bring him down. That same childlike faith. And I believe that the same Jesus that was stopped by blind Bartimaeus, by blind Bartimaeus' cry, you can stop him tonight. That same woman that touched his garment, he still can be touched. By the feelings of our infirmities. I believe it will do just as he said. In order to be God, he has to keep his word. The faith of that one man, the faith of that one old blind beggar, stop him. Stop him still in his tracks. And he turned around and he said, your faith has saved you. Oh my. Thy faith has saved thee. Your faith can stop in tonight. In the great rush, the coming of the Lord Jesus, and all that there is, there is not a person in here too poor or too ragged or too insignificant. You are not too low in morals or life. But what you can stop him right where he is at now. And he will stand and call you. Faith can stop him. You can stop the son. What about the Greek woman? The Greek woman crying. That son of David, have mercy on me. The disciples said, Lord, send this woman away. Sack her from the church. Let's communicate. She's disturbing us. Some of you think it's communication is just like that. Stop it. She's troubling. He's a genuine man. I'm not saying to these people. I'm saying to the lost sheep of Israel, the house of Israel. The woman said, please, oh. Jesus said, I cannot take the children's bread and cast it to dogs.
That is true.
Oh, hallelujah. Brother Brown said, faith always acknowledges the word. I said, are you alive? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Faith always acknowledges the word to be true. Jesus told that woman, you are a dog. I can't take the children's bread and cast it to dogs.
She said, yes, that is true. I'm dog. That is true.
And it is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Why the children have not eaten? But sir, I'm not asking for the children's bread. I'm asking for the crumbs.
That's for us.
And this is a stop. It's a woman. Great is your faith. I've never seen such faith in Israel. You can stop the sign. By faith. Faith endures. Faith perseveres. Faith don't murmur. Faith don't complain. Faith acknowledges the word to be truth.
She said, of the truth, Lord. Not you, where you will never say amen because they are rebuking foolishness. So you will never say amen. Ah, the pastor knows about this and he's preaching. So because he knows, you should not preach. Is that what you mean? You should be careful that he didn't even call you name. And somebody told him, praise the Lord. Yes, somebody told us. The Holy Ghost told him. You think God don't speak? What are you talking about? So you are sitting there in your night. You frown your face. Because they are touching some teeth. Like when they talk about all this, where you are dressing today with all this snake clothes on. Twisting and here and there. And because of you, we should not speak against it. We were preaching before you were born.
Children, get the revelation of God's word. Young people, get the revelation of God's word. Amen. Look at me. Open your eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God that I don't remember your name. I don't know your name. Yes. I'm not going to give anybody chance. Hallelujah. Oh, what a privilege to serve the Lord. You can stop the sun. The woman with the issue of blood. She could not go, but Jesus came. And the multitude was there.
But the woman said something. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be fine.
She said within herself. She was bleeding for 12 years. What am I going to do?
Don't go to that meeting. The people can make noise. So they will kill you there. They will work on you.
Your last friend, stay in the house.
She said, I will go. I will go to church today. I will go to that church today.
Hallelujah. You are not there by accident. You are not there by chance. Where she went?
Everywhere Jesus is, there is a crowd. There is multitude. There is pushing here and there. But you don't stand by. If they are pushing, push.
Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the mighty take it by force. So if you judge me, he will go. Yes. Hallelujah. She got there.
What am I going to do? The devil might have told her, if you make a mistake, that thing you had in your head, if you can cut the hem of his cloth,
if you make a mistake, they walk on you then. You will die here. But faith perseveres.
He said, I will go anyhow. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody going to prayer line. Brother Brown, he was in the prayer line. He died.
He said, if I die, carry me to the prophet.
May God help us. You can stop the sign. No matter how busy he is, reach out and touch him. And you will find he's not too busy to hear your cry. To attend to you. Because in that busy bustle, hustle, there and there,
devil said, don't do it, I'll do it. Devil said, they will kill you. He said, okay, I'm already dead, so I'll do it. Don't sit back and you're afraid to act.
Do something. Take a step. Cast down riches.
Hallelujah.
And she went down. She went down right and God.
You know when you are desiring to see God, he will make a way.
God made a way. She said, look at the man. Oh, yeah. She's laid down. She began to crawl.
Can you imagine the number of people that were around Jesus?
And Peter was, they were pushing. Yet this woman, by faith, managed to touch the hem of a garment. She didn't hold it though, she touched it. And the Bible said, and Jesus stopped. You can stop the sign by faith. Jesus stopped. Look around. He said, who touched me? Peter said, everybody is touching you. He said, somebody touched you. A touch with a difference. Somebody touched me. I perceive virtue has gone out of me. She said, Pastor, praise the Lord, I'm the one who touched you. Woman, your faith has made you whole. You can stop the sound by faith. Do not write yourself out. I know there is, I know me, I there is. You know there is, who told you? Don't listen to the devil. He shed his blood for us. I cannot help myself, but he will help me. So because he's the one that can help me, I will get to him. You can stop him by faith. What about the woman? It's four. I'm going to close. They told me four will close. A woman's prayer. Stop. Brother Branham. Stop the play. A woman prayed. He said, God, you give me my son. He said, I'm not worried for him to die. But I don't want him to die as an unbeliever. As a sinner, no. And she said, I am like a Shunammite woman. She recognized a place in the Bible. She identified herself in the scriptures. You must identify yourself in the scriptures. You must know who you are. That you are a believer. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You are God's child. She recognized it. I am not a Shunammite woman. She was talking to God. And God knows the truth. He said, Lord, I am not a Shunammite woman. You give me this boy. Now look at this condition. But I don't want him to die a sinner. I don't want this boy to die a sinner. He said, where is your Elijah? That woman was talking to God. So how can somebody tell me today that when Abraham fulfilled Malachi 4? How can anybody tell me that Brother Abraham didn't fulfill Malachi 4? That Brother Abraham is not Elijah. This woman don't know nothing about message. He didn't know nothing about end time message. He didn't know nothing about Malachi 4. This woman said, Lord, where is your Elijah? I am the son of my woman. Where is your Elijah? She was not talking to anybody. She was talking to God. She said, where is your Elijah? So God knows who Elijah is. God knows it's Elijah. And God began to look for his Elijah. Because the woman is asking for Elijah. The woman has found herself in the scripture like the Shunammite woman and Elijah on the sea. So where is your Elijah? God has to answer it. God has to make a way. I'm looking for Elijah. I am like this woman. But I want Elijah. Where is Elijah? And remember, the woman didn't know that there was a spirit of Elijah upon a man. And God began to look for Elijah. Jeffersonville, he was not there. Indiana, he was not there. Elijah, somebody is looking for you. Say, oh, he's in the flight. With God, all things are possible. God can change any situation. God can stop any move. God can do anything. Brothers and sisters, by faith, you can stop Elijah. You can stop the sun. The plague was stopped by faith. She didn't know that William Brown was in the plague. She was not asking for William Brown. She was asking for Elijah. And as the fight was going, if you ever be in a play and you begin to shake, we hold the chair like this. It's rough. It's rough. You are on this Atlantic Ocean and this is a you hear prayer. Hey, the last time I came, come and see. Everybody call your God. speaking to left and right. Hey. Because death is coming. Nobody will stand for death, though. Because of that woman, the place developed problem. Because God was determined to produce Elijah. Because that woman challenged God. Where is Elijah? I am a servant. Where is Elijah? I want Elijah. She could have called for anybody, but he said, I want Elijah. You can stop it, sir. What do we know about that woman? A poor woman, a Negro, a poor woman. And to Jimana, poor woman. She prayed and prayed and prayed. And she had assurance that he's coming. Elijah is coming. Oh, may God help us. She took something to wrap around her head. She came by outside, by a gate, standing there. From midnight, about 4 in the morning or somewhere, she came outside. She was there waiting. You want God to be waiting for you. She went there waiting. Looking at her. The prophet of God, the place stopped. Everybody go down. He said, okay, let me go to the post and try and drop some message. When he got to where he was going, he said, keep going. Those that are led by the Spirit of God. Sometimes we become too stiff. Too stiff and program ourselves. That's why we are not getting anything. May God help us. Ministers, congregations, to be flexible in the hands of the Lord. What He wants us to do, how He leads us. Don't be like Lot. When God said, the angel said, God said, no, I want to stay here. The angel was showing where to go. He said, where you want to go, nobody there. Wild animals will eat me up. When God spoke to Abraham, Abraham didn't say, where God said, I'll show you where to go. Abraham obeyed. Lord says, where you want me to go? Nobody is there. See what happened to him there. Amen. You love me.
Amen.
You can stop this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet was going. This man said, keep going. And he said, I realized it was the spirit leading. And he said, I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. Are you one of them? One of them. Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, hallelujah! One of them. One of them who can stop the sun. One of them who believes all things are possible. One of them that believes in the leadership of the Holy Ghost. One of them that says, where he leads me, I will follow. This woman was weeping. And Brother Brown was passing. She said, good morning, Pastor. The prophet was going. He said, good morning, Pastor. How do you know I'm a pastor? He said, I know you are coming. He said, do you know about the Shunammite woman? He said, I am not the Shunammite woman. I pray to God for Elijah. He said, Elijah is coming. Hallelujah. You can stop the sun. What did you know about that woman? What did you know about that woman? All that we had, she prayed to God. The prophet told her the story. She stopped the sun. She stopped the aeroplane. Because of her prayer, effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God bless you, my sisters. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, church. You can also stop the sun. We here can stop it. You can stop it. Reach out and touch it. You will find it's not too busy. Let me tell you, it's too busy. It's not too busy to hear your cry.
You can stop the sin by faith.
God bless you. Don't write yourself up. Don't let the devil tell you you are not part of it.
If I'm not part, who is part?
I'm there.
He saw me. He saw you.
He know you will be here. He know you will be here. He spent my life to be here this evening. To tell you that
you can stop the sound.
We can stop the sound. What our fathers did, we can do it today. Because Brother Brown didn't take the Holy Ghost away. The Holy Ghost is here. God is here. Jesus is here. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
And Brother Branham said, before the rapture, the supernatural will be common. Will be common in our midst.
You should know who you are. We are children of the Most High God.
And Brother Branham said, who has more right in the house? Who has more authority in the house?
He said, the Son. Angels are spirits, and they are servants. We are sons. He said, in the house, the son's voice is heard more.
We are his sons.
Sons and daughters of God. Don't be afraid to go to Papa. He said, with boldness, we can go to him. Because we are children. We are his children.
Hallelujah. He's waiting to hear your call. Don't be afraid to exercise your faith. Let it loose.
Let it loose. God will take care of his people. God bless you.
With his word. We are gathered unto him. And he said, unto the Lord shall the garden of his people be. So if we are gathered in his house, in his name, with his word, definitely, in confirmation of his word, of his promise, he is right here in our midst. So if he's here in our midst and he's passing by, then you can touch him and you will never be the same. You can touch him while you see his train passing by. One day, he needed to pass Sychar because of a woman. And he has to pass this way today, I believe, because of you. So while he's passing, I believe that day, blind Bartimaeus did not sleep off while he was hearing the noise of something happening. He could have been tired. He has been inside the sun. We don't know whether he has eaten that day or not. He must be in a terrible condition. Nevertheless, when he heard of a noise, because he has expectation in his heart, that one day God will visit him. Because this is a man that kept his promise with God. This is a man that made his vow and stood by it. And he has something going. And he believed that this might be my opportunity. This might be the day that the Lord have chosen. This might be all that I've been looking for. The prayer I've been praying. All my former prayer requests. All my outstanding needs and desires. All my problems. All my sorrows. All my troubles. All my needs. It might be this noise that will lead to a solution. And he asked. Even though he had discouragement from people. Not to pray. Not to call out. Not to talk. Tiredness, you also be calling his body to sleep and rest himself. Don't disturb yourself. Nevertheless, blind Bartimaeus, he cried out the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." We have testimonies everywhere that in our former gatherings, when Jehovah moved, he does something to somebody. Now that you have seen him move again, the water has been troubled by the angel. Then it is time for God to do something. Whosoever will step in by faith will receive whatsoever is asking for. Because it is the program of the Almighty God. It is Jehovah's program. It is left to you if you will take a step of faith. The water is troubled again. The angel has troubled the waters. The word of God has come forth. Satan has been challenged. The reputation of God is at stake. He has to defend his word. He has to defend his name. He cannot allow his word to fall to the ground. That is what he has been doing from the time immemorial. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same God is present with us this evening. It is the policy of God. While the water is troubled, if you can step into it by faith, you will receive whatsoever you are asking for. That will be the end of your problem. That will be the answer to your prayers. That will be the desire of your heart granted. That you will live your testimonies. That you will give all the days of your life. The boy is your cause. We have examples in the scripture. You suit yourself. While he's passing by, believe only, and you shall receive all that you ask for. Testament. When God's children were in Egypt under the torture of the taskmasters and they cry unto God, everybody will know. I don't care the multitude of people that will cry. The sand, physical sand, cannot get to heaven. But God said, "I have heard their cry." They cry here on earth. And God in heaven said, "I have heard their cry." And he said, "I have come down." Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you ever hear some people cry before, if another set of people cry, he is obligated. Otherwise, he had made a mistake by responding to the cry of the people the first time. Every time he children will cry, when they cry in expectation, is duty bound under obligation of his word, of his reputation, to come down again and deliver his people. If God has helped you to cry unto him, the cry did give a heart. Blind Bartimaeus cried, Jesus talked. If anybody cry again, he's obligated. It is God's program. Jehovah tailored it like this, that today these are the things we will listen to, and all outstanding is are waiting for it. God has done his part. The preaching is answer to your request. Your own is to possess your possession. Your own is to take God at his word. Your own is to believe that it is settled, because God will never lie. Hardly do we need to ask who needs to be prayed for, who wants to be remembered in prayer. Because by the way, everybody have cried unto God, obviously, every knee has been laid before him. Even those that normally will go home after the morning service, some of them stay behind, because they want to take the last blessing. And I believe it is not in vain. Now that you have stayed behind, now that you have had it, now that it has gone forth, you take it as a message personally to you, and then you go and receive the substance of your requests. Apart from those at the altar, if you just want God's help specially, just lift up your hand to God, because it is the prophet's normal way of dealing with us, who is the messenger of this generation. He is the one that God gave four eyes to see here and see beyond. And he has told us that when hands are lifted up, not just that we are defiling the law of gravity, he said the angels take the request down. When the requests are taken down, they will lay before God for attention. And God is obligated to see to it. So as you lift your hands up unto God, hold your requests in your heart. There shall be a performer of that which has been spoken. Because blessed is he that believeth. Blessed is she that believeth. God, that shall be a performer of the things that have been spoken. Because the mouth of the Lord have spoken them. Gracious eternal Father, humbly before your throne of mercy, we are grateful, and we are thankful, and we worship you, and we adore you, that you can think on us, mortals. And Lord, you came down in this glorious and wonderful way to speak to us. We thank you for your program. Lord, when your children that were traveling from Egypt never understood you well, they wanted to talk to you face to face. When you came down and they could not stand your presence, they spoke that from henceforth, whatever Moses will speak, they will hear and listen. From that time, you have been using man to speak to man. We thank you for borrowing the vessel of your servant today to speak to us. We believe that the things that have been spoken, that is your mind concerning us at this hour. Because you are God that is infinite, knowing the ending from the beginning. You know every one of us. You know our concern. You know our problems. You know our needs. You know our fears. You know all about us. And you even know the plan of the devil ahead of us. You know every bit. And your word has come to address all. We are grateful to you. May your name be glorified. We want to say from the bottom of our heart, we accept the corrections. We accept the instructions. We accept the rebuke. Lord, we accept, O God, Lord, the instruction to righteousness. It is for our perfection, so that we might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Then we accept the lifting up of our faith. We accept, O God, the encouragement. We accept, O Jehovah God, in totality, all the blessings that your word has pointed us to today. We are so grateful. Lord, we are told this evening that we will stop the sun, the S-O-N, because it happened in the scripture, and it will happen again anytime it is needed. In all the services, most of the services of the prophet, your prophet will say that it is not me that the woman touched, or that the man touched, he touched him. The high priest that will be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. By faith at this hour, we told the high priest that we talk by the feeling of our infirmity, that will know our feelings, that know our problem. That is why he was made flesh, so that he can feel what to feel. Oh, Jehovah God, we present ourselves before you. We ask Almighty God that every request that has gone forth, all that has been spoken, including the thoughts of your people, even those that perhaps the time will not even permit us to say, dear Almighty, you know everything. We present them, and we say that we believe your word concerning all of them. All of them. Master Jesus, turn every request to testimonies. Those that need deliverance, may they stay delivered. Those that are sick, may they have their healing, Lord. Those that are seeking for life, the life of the Almighty God, may they begin to feed our life right from this service in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever be the problem, whatever be the need, if by extension some parents are thinking about their children that are far away from here whatsoever, the word of God has covered every area. As this woman asked for Elijah because of the son, and God, you answered it. As many as also are calling that same thing, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. May it be done again in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever condition anyone is, simply nothing that your word has not taught. Because you are beautiful situation, you are the joy of the whole earth. And your word has gone forth to address every situation. And you said it will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Satan is defeated. He's defeated in our life. He's defeated in our families. He's defeated in our local assembly. He's defeated in our work. He's defeated on our children. He's defeated in every area of our life. He is completely defeated. Let him say defeated. Lord, we remain victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. I will go in the strength of this one to be a testimony to the glory and the honor of your name, to the shame and the disgrace of the devil. So shall it be, Heavenly Father. May the testimony continue to roll into your house. Thank you, Eternal Father. When the enemy will want to rise up in any form to attack the faith of your people, you, my God, that stand for your people, may you stand for everyone, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we are so grateful for this day. We are happy that you make us to be a partaker of the blessings. May the faith never fade out of our life. Thank you, Eternal Father. We thank you for your servant that you have brought to cross our path. Lord, it just keeps getting glorious. After the decades that we have known each other, it keeps getting more wonderful, getting more glorious, and we are so grateful. And thank you for sparing his life, because you have used him so much in several nations under the sun. And because you still have need of him the more, that is why you turn to emptiness the counsel of the devil. We are asking that you further preserve his life. Give him more strength. Give him more inspiration. Give him more anointing. Give him more grace, Lord. Give him more protection. Supply all his needs. Grant all his desires. Thank you, Eternal Father. When that day shall come and you reward your servant, may be there to collect his own reward. Blessed be your wonderful name. We bless you, dear Father. we are so grateful unto you. This is a new week. And Lord, it has been started in a glorious way. May the glory continue with us. Be with students, be with workers, be with business people. Prosper your people. Rebuild the border for our sake, as you have promised in your word. Thank you, eternal Father. When we dismiss, we go back to our homes. You brought us safely, take us back home safely. Your servant that will be traveling to Lagos on Wednesday, then on Thursday morning, back to Ghana by flight. You brought him safely. May you take him back safely. For happy you know with his family and the church there. And the further journeys ahead of him, may you prepare him for them. And may all the journeys be glorious and wonderful. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. You enjoy the services? We are grateful unto God. Thank God that we are partakers of today's blessings. Yeah. Now, before the minister came, left Ghana, we spoke and His stay was going to be short like this, because he has some journeys ahead of him. He has been wanting to come for a long time. But one thing, the last time he called, that was the week that I have my surgery ahead of me. I told him that, well, I will not be disposed. No, the pastor is also still recuperating. Then he said, we have to shift it a bit. Then while the journey was, and he had been calling several times between that time and now, then when the journey was getting close, he said, night and day he's thinking about reaching Nigeria at all costs. I said, now you can come. So then we arranged the services that we will do one in Lagos in the two churches that we are familiar with there, and then two with us here. Yeah. Though in between, almost that some other people want to cut it short and make it one. I said, we have to stand by our word. This one is two that we are ready for you. Other days, Monday, Tuesday, anybody that wants any service anywhere, they can have that one. But these two, we'll collect this one. Another time, then, so, is God good? Is the two services good for us? We can share the tape with anybody that wants the tape. But we want the physical something, and we have enjoyed. Yeah, we have, like, though the world is corrupted with different kinds of maybe believers who are preachers, but like the word of God said, there are a few names in service who have not defied their garment. So we also have a few ministers in Ghana who have not defied their garment, and he is one of them. Yeah. So it's among those who can enter without knocking the door. Like I told you have been a member before many of you were born. Maybe I told you that your parents gone before they got married. Don't even know to talk before. When nobody ever knows that somebody will be your name, nor your junior senior or anything. I will not enjoy anything here. See, you preach Bramosis' wedding, right? You preach the Adara wedding. And so many, if you remove all the generations, that those ones know that the church is empty. That's why I was saying that it's more member than majority of the people here. God bless you. As you water us, may the Lord water him back. And we will send our greetings, as he brought from Ghana, we also send our greetings back to Pastor David Odoye. I think Isaac is not home now. Okay. There is another minister there, Dr. Isaac. Yeah, I think he's on a journey. The officers and all the church, we appreciate them releasing the Sabbath to come away this time. And it will be around this way to Wednesday morning when we take off for Lagos and then take off Thursday morning for Ghana. And well, that we have not thanked 7 years. So many things are responsible anyway. His health, COVID, and so many things has made the gap to be this wide. But when these ones are removed this time around, we believe that the gap will not be like that again. Yeah, because when Jesus, as we cancel the debt, we cancel the debt. When Jesus canceled the death of that woman, he said something. He said, "You go and sin no more." So we are expecting that it will not be counting years again, quarter months. No. So before he will spend 3 months in our church, he will preach every service. For three months. Every service for 3 months. Him alone. That's why I tell you that he's more member than. Is he not member enough? Has there been any minister even here that preached 3 months all alone? It has never happened. May the Lord be our help. I say something when we close it. I don't know how many people saw Brafu. Look, if you have not seen him, you go. Do you have visit to see? Go see him. Go and see. You know what we are talking about. You go see him. God bless you. I say God bless you. So on behalf of the pastor, we appreciate the coming, sir. And we give you God's speed. God bless you, sir. Shall I say? Shall we rise? We have had a joyful sound. Is it not a joyful sound?